Hello, this is Dr. Tim Hagney, and welcome to Nature's Remedies. Today's topic is berberine. This is one of those bitter alkaloid compounds we talked about before, which are obtained from medicinal plants. Berberine can be isolated from a number of plants. Perhaps the best known to herbalists is golden seal, also known as hydrastis. If you use golden seal, it's the berberine that imparts the bright yellow color to this herb, which, by the way, is mostly found in the root, stems, and bark of the plant. Apparently, this type of alkaloid, isoquinolone, binds to nucleic acid, which may explain the amazing versatility of effects that berberine has medicinally. Nucleic acids, I'm sure you remember, are the molecule building blocks of DNA. I always thought of golden seal as akin to an herbal antibiotic. So where a medicinal doctor may give penicillin for an infection just about somewhere anywhere in the body, an herbalist could consider using golden seal. Berberine, in fact, is considered antibiotic and has shown to inhibit growth of Staphylococcus aureus, which you may know has been especially troubling recently as a potentially nasty infection in hospitals, sometimes resisting the strongest antibiotics, and called MRSA. Unlike modern synthetic antibiotics, however, berberine also shows activity against Candida albicans, a fungus, as well as some parasites and even viral infections. Medical researchers and practitioners have also been especially concerned recently with the exploding surge of diabetes throughout the planet, generally considered due to the spread of industrial food quantities. Berberine to the rescue here, as the compound has demonstrated blood sugar-lowering effects, comparable to metformin, the modern drug of choice for diabetes. As well, berberine could help with even the bigger picture of the metabolic syndrome, which includes cardiovascular problems associated with this modern overabundance of food, as berberine has a broad anti-inflammatory effect and cholesterol-dampening effects. In the same vein, fatty liver and congestive heart failure have responded favorably to berberine. Many cancers as well have even been suppressed by berberine, which, instead of being cytotoxic like strong currently used chemotherapy drugs, seems to act more as a cytostatic medicine. So it suppresses growth of the tumor rather than destroying it outright. Are we done yet? I would have thought so until I wrote this up the other day, but apparently berberine even shows promise as an antidepressant and even a neuroprotector against diseases like Alzheimer's. Interestingly, curry has been thought of in this way, also as possibly protecting the people of India from this dementia. And of course, curry also has that bright yellow pigment, although mostly from curcumin in that case. Well, thanks for listening. This has been Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.